This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm super excited. I'm a fan of this awesome leader, and a few reasons why, and some of you might be different than you expect, but Vern Harnish, he's a founder and CEO of Scaling Up, and the founder of the world-renowned Entrepreneurs Organization, EO, which has more than 14,000 members worldwide. He founded and led EO's premier CEO program for 15 years, held on MIT's campus, a program in which he still teaches. He's the author of several books, several amazing books, over 850,000 copies sold, probably way more than that now, even since that was printed, including Scaling Up, Rockefeller Habits 2.0. Really excited to have him. Vern, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
You bet, Derek. Thank you so much.
Tell me about some of the lessons from the past. Like you've taken entrepreneurship, which when I was younger, I'm 45, but when I was younger, that was a dirty word. And I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. It wasn't as cool as it is now. You've led that movement. Tell me about how you're in the past, your family influenced you to what you're doing now.
Yeah, I think, the original book that my dad gave me to read was The Magic of Thinking Big. And I think that is what's critical. And in this pandemic, right at the very beginning of it, as you know, Derek, we hosted Margaret Heffernan and she said, look, be ambitious. And so for 2021, that is, I think, the operative word is to think big and to be ambitious. And that's what kind of led me to say, look, I'm going to build the world's largest entrepreneurship organization. And I'm going to reach out as a college kid to the guy that's coaching Steve Jobs, Regis McKenna, and convince Regis to help me. And I was his only free client. He's still today in history as he was helping Intel, Genentech, and everybody else in Silicon Valley scale up. And so be bold. I think that's the big lesson that I learned.
Thanks for that. Jim Collins wrote Good to Great, obviously a pretty well-known book. He wrote the foreword of one of your books, which is just incredible. It's a testament to the quality of content and leadership that you're doing. It seems to me, I love your thoughts on this, because my assumption watching 2020 with a lot of businesses is that the good companies were forced to become great. The not so great companies, they are not around or they limped around. What is your perspective on how the past year really forced companies to really look at their long-term vision and how they want to grow and scale?
Yeah, you're right. It is one of those things that kind of clears out the herd in a way. And though there was a lot of artificial, I think, keeping people afloat, that we've yet to see the ramifications when PPP and some of those other things run out. But for the strong companies, it really gave them an opportunity, I think, to even more focus on, hey, now that people, here's the real key difference. People are being more careful about what they're buying. The 12 previous years, we had wind at our back, Derek. And so I don't want to take anything away from your sales force, but in some sense, if you just showed up, you can make the sale. Now every sale has become complex. It's why our Mastering the Complex Sale course is just doing extremely well with Jeff Toole, because every sale is complex and people are being more careful. And so this idea that you want to go after profit share, not market share, is much more the focus, I think, of our clients that have been in our process. And that's what they're looking at here in 2021 is, let's get the right customers and let's send the bad customers to our competition.